So now, we'll just go over what we did in last year. I didn't have it explained well to myself, so I didn't give it over well. So let's just to go over that. We spoke about the Indian of Shulatayr B'Shul Yisrael, and Rashi, according to Rashi, Shulatayr B'Shul Yisrael is very poshut. That the whole world was created for Yidden and Teira. Poshke Pshuta. Yidden should be able to keep Teira mitzvahs. So comes Teira Zachsitz, Teira Zachsitz explains it, that what is Teira, the world is Shadish in Eira Gvul Shalifnei. Where is Teira Yisrael? Teira Yisrael, the highest Madrege is in Asmus itself. This is what explains in Teira, how it's brought up from Teira. The Teira Yisrael is in Asmus itself. But now, according to the Avon of Chassidus, like we discussed before, the Avon of Chassidus, the Atzmus is Shlilus Achiv and Shlilus Hashlila, what the Nekuda is. And the Rebbe brings out that there's an Inyan of Shlila here. It's something we don't know what it is. Yeah? So therefore, when we're saying the Teirin Yisrael is an Atzmus, so what are we talking? We're talking about a certain Nekuda in ourselves, which we don't know, we don't recognize what it is. It's Shlila. It's something that's an amazing thing, which will fatifen sich. And see this, we'll be able to come to identify with it. But what is it? It's something that above that what I currently recognize about myself now. That's Teira Yisrael. That's the Teira Yisrael in Atzmus. But the Rebbe who explains that, Rebbe explains that Teira Yisrael means Teira, me as I recognize myself now, doing a mitzvah. The Poshtel Teisa, in other words, the Rebbe is saying is the same thing what Rashi says. The Rebbe is taking the ganze Oimek of Teira Zachsidus and laying it in the words of Rashi. What is the Teira Yisrael, which is an Atzmus? What is that? Me, Poshut, doing a mitzvah. Which this, with this, we understand, goes according to the general Mahalak of the Rebbe. The Rebbe said that the Atzmus is not only Mugde, is not Shlila, but he's in Chiv also. That he is what he is. In other words, my identification with Atmos is Atmos. It's not only he's Mushal, he is Chiyav. So therefore, the Rebbe is telling us, Teira Yisrael is my observance of Teira Mitzvahs. And the another Nekuda is that the Rebbe brings out in the Sikha told us, to the Eibishter himself, which is the same thing would apply to Teira Yisrael, Teira told us on base, that when you say, the Teira of Yisrael, when we say that we, Teira Yisrael is us, it would be anything that we, would be above anything that we could understand about Atzmus. Because why? Because when we're discussing Atzmus, how are we discussing Atzmus? We're discussing Atzmus as something which is, let's say, above Bligvul and above Gvul. And the way he says in some of the Shlila Zachir, Shlila Zachir. But as we said before, that is Shlila. Okay, so when we're talking about Teira Yisrael, Atzmus, as he is in Teira Yisrael, as we recognize ourselves doing a mitzvah, that is not Shlila, that is Chiyuv. What is it, Betzim? That's in of Chippur HaHopchim, that we're saying that me doing a mitzvah is Atzmus. There's no way in Hasoga I can understand this. When you talk about Shlila, okay, there is some Asoga. What is the Asoga? There is Shlila from anything I can understand. So that's Asoga. Let's say Asoga is Shlila. So there is some Asoga. When we say the Atzmus is in my observance, Teira Mitzvahs, that is no Asoga there at all. What is it? That is Chibra Hopchim. Chibra Hopchim, that is Atzmus. Why is Chibra Hopchim Atzmus? Because Chibra Hopchim means there's two facts here, which I don't know how they come together. The facts do come together because there is a third Nekuda here, which is above anything. I can identify with it, and the only way I identify with it is through the Chibur HaHopchim. And that would be Atmos, because that's something I can't identify with. And where is it? Right in front, in the Chibur HaHopchim, which I'm engaging right now. So it's above anything you can understand, and I'm actually engaging with it. That would be Chibur HaHopchim. That's Chibur HaHopchim as Atmos. That makes sense, yeah? Okay. And where would we find that in Teira Yisrael, my observance of Teira Mitzvahs? So that is Teira Yisrael as it is Lamata, not Teira Yisrael as it is in Atzmus. Now let's take this to the union of the Gula Mitzvah Shleima. What is the union of the Gula Mitzvah Shleima? The Gula Mitzvah Shleima is something going to Yerushalayim like Kehet of Ayin. So now let's understand this thing of something going to Yerushalayim Kehet of Ayin. If you're going to say something, let's say the Eibishter is Kehel Yochol, so the Eibishter can take some 70 one moment and take some 70 to Yerushalayim. Okay, the Eibishter can do it. It's a shine on the Eibishter. But number one, if the Eibishter takes some 70 to Yerushalayim, Berege, Kememre, so what do you have? Number one, it's a Ness. The Eibishter took it. I can't do it. The Eibishter took it, right? I can't do it. He took it, so it's a Ness. So number two, so what is it? So what is that? That is not something that is not a Skalas Atzmus. Why is it not a Skalas Atzmus? Because there's Mafedish, some Gilui here, which I can identify with. What are the Gilui that I can identify with? There's amazing Koyach, which took 770 to Yerushalayim, something which I cannot do, and here it was done. So that is something above my understanding. It's Inya Fun Shidlila. It's something amazing. So therefore, that is not Gilei Atzmus. And also, it's not me. And it's let's say they should take some assembly to the slime. It's something which would be a basic thing happening in that world. A koyach aliki in the scar of the world. A koyach al nisi, which is above anything I understand. He took some assembly 1 second, brought it over to the slime, which makes no sense at all. He took it over. But it's happened. It's an amazing thing, which is a feat which I cannot do. That's number one. Number two, it's not something, it's something happening in the world. It's not me. It's I'm seeing something. So my identification with what happened, what happened, is not part of me. It's something outside of me. And number three, if something, such a thing would happen, it would not be part of my current existence in Golas. In other words, this would not be the Golas developing into Gula. It would be something which would defy every aspect of Golas. So all of a sudden, something goes into Yerushalayim. Because in Kung to Golas logic, it makes no sense. And here, all of a sudden, this amazing thing would happen. Break all the boundaries of Golas, which we know. And something goes to Yerushalayim. So it's not a Hemshech of Golas. It's something which happened in the world, not with my involvement. So it's not part of me. And what is it? It's a Ness, an amazing thing, outstanding. So that is not Atmos, because if it's something outstanding and amazing, it's nicht Atmos. Atmos is Chibur HaHopkum, where there's nowhere where I can't even identify with it as something amazing. Okay, so now, how would it set the Hatzemeshemti go to Yerushalayim? How would it happen? It would only happen through me doing it. Number one, what does that mean? That me, we're going to explain over it today. That me, as I know myself, in Zman HaGolus, as a person who is a Tivist, we're all natural people in Teva, in Olam HaTeva. I'm living in Teva, we are Tivistic people. Me, a Yid, living in Teva, I'm going to be Megali myself, the Chibur HaHopchim, through Poshka Pshut, through doing Torah Mitzvahs, and through my doing, this is what we're going to explain today, and through my doing Torah Mitzvahs, we are going to take 770 to Yerushalayim, I'll be derech hateva. Remember, why did it have to be derech hateva? It's going to be a Ness. It's not going to be part of my life now of Zman HaGolus. And the whole Nikudi is in Tachtein to bring the Gula, like the Rebbe says, Aleph B'teich HaGoyla. And if I can take 770, but derech hateva in Yerushalayim, that is, Nish can get it for Ness. That's Chibur HaHopchim. It means it makes no sense at all. It's a Stira Meneibe. It's Chibur HaHopchim. Stira Meneibe, Chibur HaHopchim. There is Iskalas Hatzmus. And this is what we're going to talk about over here. So, are they understand? Good. Now, first, okay, let's go to another Nakuda. This is from last week. Let's go to another Nakuda now. When we talk about the Inyan of Iskalas Hatzmus, so in Yisrael, Teira in Yisrael, we have to understand that Iskalas Hatzmus, Teira in Yisrael is when you have every Yid involved in the Torah. Why? Where? What would be the example to this? Matan Torah. Matan Torah was a Skalas Hatzmus. How was Matan Torah a Skalas Hatzmus? Every Yid was a Mekabel Torah. So in other words, by Matan Torah, there's two things. Number one, the Rebbe explained the Skalas Hatzmus and Matan Torah, the way we usually understand it, would be that the Eibush Hotzach Megalig event. So I saw some amazing entity outside of myself which affected me. But the Rebbe puts his knage to it, that where was the Skalas of Atzmus, the Skalas of Teira, Atzmus Umhus, was not in any Niflois which happened around then by Matan Teira. It was happened mamish by the Seres Adibris. And where was the Skalas of Atzmus in the Seres Adibris? In that what every Yid was boiche to be Mekabel the Torah, that every Yid went to the Bechira and was came with his own free Bechira, came and committed himself. Now I'm going to listen to the Eibishter, everything but the Eibishter does. I'm always going to listen to him. That Bechira was his Galus HaAtzmus. So this is why, because as long as it's something, again, it's something outside of myself, which is affecting me, which if I'm affected by this other person, to listen to him, that is not his Galus HaAtzmus. That is maybe this person has shown out amazing characteristics, amazing qualities, and therefore I'm affected to listen to him. But the Eibishter was not any Giluim, it was his Galus HaAtzmus. And what we say, the Eibishter was Galus HaAtzmus means one thing, that he affected the Zulas, he affected Bnei Yisrael, that they on their own accord should choose, not because they were moved by him, they should choose to want to go along with him. This is his Galus HaAtzmus. He affected Bnei Yisrael, the Yidden should choose to go to be mevatel himself, and that is Chibur HaHopchin, that me as an individual, as a Zulas, decided to commit myself on my own free will, not because he had affected me. I had chosen my own free will to go along with him. That is Galus. He affects the Zulas, that's a Chibur HaHopchin. And that was his Galus by Matan Torah. Now, this is one thing by Matan Torah. The other thing, the other Nukuda was, which we want to bring out over here, this by Matan Torah, there was had to be every year. The scholars answer was why? Because why did it have to be every year? Because when we're talking about Torah and Yisrael, the way it's in Atzmus, is the whole Klal Yisrael is one mitzvah. So we're talking about the scholars Atzmus by Bnei Yisrael, which is going to be in Zman HaGula, was by Matan Torah. That is all when every year is identifies with the Torah. Every year is in the Kabbalah of the Torah. In other words, we're saying that this is Atzmus. Atzmus is Torah in Yisrael matter. When every year decides to do the Torah, that's Atzmus. So what would it mean when every year decides to do the Torah? That is the Galus Atzmus. Because the way it is by the Eibishter, they're all the years in that one. So the Nukuda is that we're talking about is the Torah in Yisrael, the Galus Atzmus. What does it mean that every year identifies with the Torah? And that would be a Galus Atzmus. Now, By Matan Torah, there was his Galus HaAtzmus, and every year, what was his Galus HaAtzmus? Every year then was makabel to do everything that Eibishter said. Nevertheless, it was not shleimus his Galus HaAtzmus. Now, what do we mean by not shleimus his Galus HaAtzmus? So we just explain it like this: it was shleimus his Galus HaAtzmus, but it was not mitzad the mitzias from the world. What does it mean it was not the Tzadim Tzias from the world? The best example would be to explain by the Inyan from Tshuva. So it comes to the Inyan from Tshuva, the Rebbe explains that when someone does Tshuva, he has to be in the Kabbalah upon himself. He's never going to do the Avera again. That's the get of Tshuva, Pi Alokha. The Rebbe puts it right in the get of Tshuva. Very straightforward and simple. The first condition about Tshuva is, I'm a Kabbalah, I'm never going to do the Avera again. Comes to the Rebbe and explains, what happens if someone was a Kabbalah, I'm never going to do the Avera again. Later on, a new situation arose, which I didn't imagine. I never had any innovated such. I never imagined such a situation would happen. And I fell through. I did the Aveira again. Does that prove that my Kabbalah then not to do the Aveira was not right? No, the Rebbe says, Aveira is not. You, me, at this situation now, I've taken upon myself, I'm never going to do the Aveira again. That is tshuva. If later on a new situation arises, which I, that point in time, had never contemplated, never imagined such a situation would happen, and I will do the Aveda again. Garnished. So that at that the Aveda is done, it doesn't take away from the previous tshuva. This is something Rebbe explains. So the same thing would be understandable by taking by Matan Torah. Matan Torah, the Yidden were mekabel upon themselves to do everything the Eibishter said. It was like the Rebbe explained, the Inyan of Gilui Atzmus. Matan Torah was Yidden chose to be mekabel the Torah, committing themselves to Mesiras Nefesh, whatever, total commitment to the Eibishter. But in which situation did they commit themselves? They committed themselves, they was at that time, they were in the Midbar, they heard all the Kailas of Brokim. They could not feel all the trials which they're going to go through right after Matan Torah, when there's going to be different situations. They were not aware of it. And therefore, besides Matan Torah, they were Takum, Mekabel, all eaten together with Mekabel, they're going to be Mekabel the Torah. The Kabbalah of Yidden, when Yidden Mekabel the Torah, and all Yidden Mekabel the Torah, that is the Galus HaAtzmus. Later on, they were sinned in the Chatagel. They didn't take away from the Kabbalah of the Matan Torah. Then it was the Galus HaAtzmus. But nevertheless, the Galus HaAtzmus then was mitzad in the matzav of matan Torah. It did not include the mitzvahs of the world. The Yidden at that time were not engaged in the world. They were in the midbar. They didn't engage in life in the shadings of the world. Their Kabbalah did not include the mitzvahs of the olam in the mitzvahs of the world. Their Kabbalah was in a full commitment in their state that they knew themselves then. What is going to be by Yimei Mashiach? Yimei Mashiach, all Yidden, again, we're talking about all Yidden, scholars' house is going to be all Yidden are going to come to identify to be the Torah. What is going to be then by Yimei Mashiach? Then it's going to be Yidden are going to be all Katzei Tevel, lost between the Goyim and all the Tzaddis. And then what's going to happen? Every Yidden is going to come, like we explained before, they're going to come to realize that Yidden are going to come to realize the ganze mitzvahs of my kiyum, the ganze way Goyim are conducting themselves with us, be'etzem makes no klep al pisechel. It's chibur ha'opchem. This is what we explained before. The Rebbe says the whole matter. Now the zman ha'golos befrat in this in yemeinu elam in the reino zeh when it's all come out, we can see it all. It's all together chibur ha'opchem. So what's going to happen? Every year, regardless whatever, however distant he is, completely lost. He's all of a sudden going to come to realize, hey, be'etzem the ganze mitzvahs does chibur ha'opchem. So therefore, when all, and what are the gil of the gula? The gil of the gula, the all yidden come to realize, be'etzem the mitzvahs of golus now and always was, now it's even more obvious and more clear, is chibur ha'opchem. So therefore, I have to go along with the Eibishter. That is going to be, let's say, a repetition of Matan Torah, another Kabbalah. We're going to be identifying with the Eibishter, Kabbalah, everything, commit ourselves, let's say, to the Eibishter to follow him. But then the Kabbalah is going to be, mitzad is going to include the mitzvahs of the world, because the Yidden have gone through all the experience of the world. They've lost contact with anything, with all the Geluim, that right here, tief in them welt. And here in this world, they're going to come to them, identify with the Eibishter. Then the Kabbalah will be a fully scholar's atmos, not a scholar's atmos, as it were in a midbar, when they didn't recognize the mitzvahs of the world. Here is going to be a full recognition of atoms in the mitzvahs of olam. So that's why the scholars of atoms, we made some sheikh, and the scholars of sheikh is going to include the world also. Now, to explain this nekuda, we say that the scholars of atoms, we made some sheikh, is going to include the world also. Just take it apart a bit. Here you have a word. The Friedrich Rebbe explains that there's three in yonim. There's a Maile Mitamadas, three inyanim, which we all know. There's a Maile Mitamadas, Tamadas, Seichel. And the Lamata Mitamadas, right? So the Maile Mitamadas, what we're doing over here is to explain how the Aliyah of 770 to Rishlaim is Alpiteva. And this is what we're going to do right now. So the Friedrich Rebbe explains there's three inyanim. There's a Maile Mitamadas, the Seichel, and the Lamata Mitamadas. So this is what's a Maile Mitamadas? Maile Mitamadas is something we should know. Mesiris Nefesh and Maile Mitamadas. Tamadas is Seichel. What is the Lamata Mitamadas? Lamata Mitamadas, the Friedrich Rebbe explains, this is the all Chukei Teva. Chukei Teva are not worth it to have. They don't have the Seichel. They're lower than Seichel. They don't have any Seichel. It's a fact. The Rebbe takes... What?
A given.
It's a given fact. Come to Rebbe. And the Rebbe has this mahalach, many, many places. It says, this fact of Teva is not, so the way you can say it, it doesn't have the quality of Seichel. No, the Rebbe says, it's so clear that the Seichel takes it automatically. In other words, it's so obvious, it sits well with the Seichel. Let's say very possible, in TV, it has to be So it has to be explained to this that I should be identified with it, I should accept it. It's there, anything which is not a big tether, that I can may have to explain myself, I may not have to explain myself. Something which is out tether, my seichel identifies it and accepts it without explaining it. In other words, a fact of reality, seichel absorbs automatically. Seichel doesn't require to test it or to qualify it. It's qualified be'etzem. So there's two ways of saying it. The way the Friedrich Rebbe said it is that the matam mitamadas teva has no seichel. So that would be like a chesaron. The Rebbe sort of always takes this word and always adds to it this nekuda that the what? It doesn't have the quality of seichel because it doesn't require the testing of seichel. The seichel identifies with it automatically. So now, Let us take now the Metzias HaTeva, we know it. What's the Metzias HaTeva, the most fundamental Nakuda of Teva is? The Inyan from the Yesh HaNivra. You have Yesh HaNivra. The fact that I'm a Metzias Yesh, the Nivra is a Metzias Yesh, all of us, we're all a Metzias from Yesh. So what does the Alter Rebbe explain to us in the Geras Kedesh? Alter Rebbe explains that the Metzias Yesh, the Vix which we are Piteva, all the Metzias from Yesh, comes from Metzias Atmos, right? Now, the fact here, the Alter Rebbe is telling us that the Tzius Yesh comes from Tzius Atmos. So maybe the Yesh and Nivra comes from Tzius from Yesh Amiti. I'm aware of myself as a Yesh. I'm aware of everything around me as a Yesh. Do I have to? Now remember, here we're talking about Atmos is above Ali Giluim. When it comes to Giluim, I have to explain myself, and sometimes I do understand it, sometimes I don't understand. When it's coming to the Tzius of Nivra, which is Yesh, which is that is coming from Atmos, which is above all Giluim, I have to explain myself my Yesh is. My Yesh is identified with the Al Pi Seichel. That's Mechuyev Al Pi Seichel. I'm a Yesh. Sure, it makes sense to me, right? So here, what is an Akuda? We're talking about, going to this Mahalach, that anything Al Pi Teva, according to the Rebbe explains it, it means it goes well Al Pi Seichel, not it's lacking Seichel, it goes well Al Pi Seichel. So therefore, it goes on automatic, it doesn't have to be even qualified. So therefore, my Metzias and Yesh, anything which is a fact, which is my Metzias and Yesh, goes well with me automatically, even though Chassidus comes and tells me Dafka, the Metzias and Yesh comes from Atzmus Mahus. Now let's take it the same thing to the, when the Sefer going to Rosh Hashanah. What's going to happen? 770 goes to Yerushalayim. What happens the moment after 770 arrives at Yerushalayim? It's at that point, it comes a fact. It's a fact of reality, right? It's not going to spring back. It's staying there, right? It's coming a fact of reality. All the Gulim of Zman Gula, most of them, is going to come facts of reality. So this is going to be a fact of reality. So now, therefore, the Chayra, the Metzias of 770 being Yerushalayim, which is going to be a permanent fact of reality from then and onwards, yeah, never unchangeable, the Chayr is going to have the same being, be in the same category as my Metzias say yes now. So it's a fact of reality. I have to explain it to myself. It's a fact of reality. It doesn't need explanation. It's understood automatically. Nevertheless, the Metzias of 770 going to Yerushalayim is going to be a fact of reality after it arrives there. But Ligabi me now, Imana Zmana Golas, does 770 going to Rishalayim make any sense? It doesn't make any sense at all. It's a hog and hogginessis. She ain't nothing, no unhogginess higher than this. So what's going to happen? What are we talking about here? We're talking about an hogginessis, which is going to come a fact of reality. It's going to come on a hogger kvor, like we're telling citizens that in Moshe Mashiach and hogger nisis is going to be on hogger kvor. So we're going to have an hogger nisis coming on a hogger kvor. So Sam is going to be a fact of reality. It's there in Yerushalayim, which is exactly very similar to what we explained till now about Atmos identifying with Atmos. Atmos is a fact of reality. How do we identify with Atmos? That's Kashlila. It's going to be, we're going to have Sam Sente coming to Yerushalayim. It's amazingness, it's a fact of reality, but I can identify with my Mahalach, as I know myself from Zman HaGolus. Can I identify with some 70 going to Yerushalayim? Mefeli, I can be impressed by the amazing Shlila, the Hoganis, which is now a fact of reality, just a Kodos HaShlila, but my Metzias and Zman HaGolus, I don't identify with that. But if we're going to understand that the 770 is going to Yerushalayim is going to happen through my awareness how the Teva of Zman HaGolus is Chibur HaHopchim, right? And B'meila, the Teva of Zman HaGolus, by identifying with this message of the Rebbe, that how the Rebbe is explaining us the whole, the Halakha Teva of Zman HaGolus is Chibur HaHopchim. And therefore, me, again, through Koyach HaTeira, Al Pi Teva, as I know myself as Man of God, as Sue going to explain, we are going to take 770 to Yerushalayim. At that point, 770 going to Yerushalayim will come a fact of, that therefore, 770 going to Yerushalayim will be a fact of reality, but not something which is beyond me, not a stirrer to my Metzias of God. It's not something which is, in the words of the Rebbe, negates the Gula. The scholars of Gula is not coming as something new. It's not if 770 would come to Yerushalayim as a nest being performed by the Eibishter, it's something new, it's beyond me. If I'm going to perform it through through my identification with the Teva of Zman HaGolos, the Chibur HaHopkim of Teva Zman HaGolos, and therefore me, B'Koyach HaTeva, I'm going to do Chibur HaHopkim. I'm going to take 770 to Yerushalayim. At that point, 770 is not going to be anything new. It's going to sit very well with me, with my Mahalach HaMashovas and all myself as Zman HaGolos. Now, let's go now to actually understand. Okay, how does it make sense that I in Zman HaGolos now, Alpi Teva, can identify with the fact that I can actually take some 70 Yerushalayim? So the Nekuda is, so this is what we're going to do, this is we're going to explain now. So the Nekuda is that, what does he have? Let's see, what is a fact? What are we considering a fact? Remember, we're discussing that a fact of reality doesn't need to be explained. The fact that reality is accepted by us, and the Seichel identifies with it without explanation. So what do we do consider as a fact of reality? So number one, what is a greater fact of reality? Something I see with my eyes, or something that someone tells me about? So obviously the answer, something which I see with my eyes, is a fact of reality. If someone tells me to something, it's loved after a fact of reality. What will happen, but if one day, all of a sudden, every person, at one moment, every person in the world, regardless who he is, gone from our Zeitung, there's no, every person in the world, there couldn't be any coordination, because all of a sudden, it's every person in the world is going to tell you. Just like you can using Lashon HaGemara, you can take shemen and oil and light it, you can take vinegar and light it. It works! Because it's coming from everyone, right? It's going to be a definite fact of reality. If everyone all of a sudden comes to this awareness that this is the way it is, that you pour water.
Everyone
this,
besides me.
Let's say me also. It's not the gay. It's not the gay. Every person in the world is going to come and say, "I'm going to pour water in this cup. The water is going to go right up every single time." Everyone says that. Let's say it's besides me. Everyone in the world. Everyone, every kid, every man, everyone, every Chinese, Japanese, I don't care. Everyone, every boy, every terrorist. The water goes up. At that point, it's going to be my fact of reality. It's going to be posher. It's going to be the same fact of reality that I see it, because everyone has said so. It'll be even stronger, because this one, I see something, it's just me. Here's everyone. Everyone's saying it. And so all of a sudden, everyone's saying the water goes up. Okay? So it's kind of going to be a fact of reality. What happens now, based on this, if someone every year all of a sudden realizes that the Rebbe's message, that the Metzius, my existence today, is mamish, Chibur HaHopchim, like we explained, this man, our existence, Zman HaGolos, is Chibur HaHopchim, right? Now remember that the whole Nekudah of the Rebbe is saying is, we're living in this Chibur HaHopchim, but because it's Chibur HaHopchim, it's all rolling up Piteva, so therefore, I can continue to assume that it is Teva, because remember, we talk about Chibur HaHopchim. Chibur HaHopchim, remember, does not come as a surprise. And that's when it flows, comes as a surprise. It changes, it provokes reality. Chibur HaHopchim does not come as a surprise. It comes, Mephedis Alpi Teva, normal Teva. So I'm living in this Teva, the world gate Alpi Teva, we're all living in this. And all of a sudden, every person, he's come to realize, this is Nisht Alpi Teva, this is the Chibur HaHopchim Mamish. What will happen if everyone comes to realize it's Chibur HaHopchim Mamish? If we all come to realize, we all dawn upon us, this message the Rebbe is saying, so what, you 770 go to Yerushalayim, that will be a Pella? That's not a, and we recognize the Teva which we're used to, we're living my whole life, this Teva. I've just this moment, it dawned upon me, that is Chibur HaHopchim, which we're going to discuss this a bit more, how it's going to dawn upon us. Is this going to dawn upon me that this is Chibur HaHopchim? The 770 go to Yerushalayim is Nishkil Chibur HaHopchim. And let me explain this a bit better. When we're discussing here Chibur HaHopchim, we're sitting here, we're discussing Chibur HaHopchim, very nice. Where do we get this idea? We got it from the Sikhs of the Rebbe, so Baruch Hashem, we'll see them, Lamayla Matam Vadas, and we put it to the Rebbe Betachlis, and never, so the Rebbe explains us the meaning of Chibur HaHopchim, so we fully identify with it, very good, we're discussing it, amazing. But remember, we're discussing it because we learned it from the Rebbe's Sikhs, we put our mind to it, and we come to identify with it, okay? The moment every Yid comes to identify with it, our whole perspective about this Gedor Chibur HaHopchim instead of it being a nekuda of iskashrus to the Rebbe, a nekuda of bittul, it's going to be a fact of reality. Everyone says it. It's going to be posted like every other fact. At that point, even me, whoever it is, who's been veitzich, zolzayim veitzich in the Rebbe's words, how much he wants, and he's completely dovuk to the Rebbe. He's just thinking, the Alam is sogum the Rebbe. The moment every yukul is going to say, chibur hopkins aposh tazach, so this person who's committed, this chosid, committed to the Rebbe's words, he's also going to send it. It's aposh tazach. It's something which he never really absorbed till then. Till then, it's a gather from his asogis in the yonim from the Rebbe. The moment everyone comes to identify with it, it comes aposh to mitzias. When it comes aposh to mitzias, the fact that 770 goes to the Rishlaim, it's supposed to be a shayla. It's a piteira. The ganze teva is going according to. Is going to Chibur HaHopkin. The Abishah said 770 is going to the Rishalayim. So the main is, it's Chaptus. Therefore, at that moment, it's Chaptus Inyan HaPiteva. Just to explain this a bit more. You have the Inyan that you have in the Chamor Chazal tell us that Ilu Zoch, let's say, when the Inyan came out of Kriyas Yamtsev, Ilu Zoch, the Gula would have come right then. So the Rebbe, this is very clear, the Rebbe explains. Well, if you say Ilu Zoch, there's many ways of explaining it. The Rebbe explains. The Ilu Zochum means, let's go back to this situation of Matan Torah. Let's go back to this situation of Matan Torah. We said that Matan Torah, the Yidim Attack of Makabal Torah, the Mesiris Nefesh, the Bechira, the Chulu, the full commitment. But nevertheless, the whole commitment was only based on the scene of Matan Torah. They didn't, at that point, they weren't aware of all the Nishchenis they're going to have. So therefore, their Kabbalah is Be'en Arech to the Kabbalah, which is going to be the identification, which is going to be Be'en Meis HaMashiach, where Yidim are going to be in all Katzvei Tevel, in Mitzias Olam, Fazuk in Mitzias Olam, and then they're going to identify that. Then the identification of Yidden by Meis HaMashiach is going to include the Mitzias of the world, whereas the identification of Yidden, the Kabbalah of the Yidden, the Kabbalah of the Matan Torah, was Menutuk Mitzias, was an Amid, but they were not the Mitzias of the world. What would have happened, let's say, if the Yidden by Matan Torah would have been Ilu Zochu? They would have had this commitment, regardless whatever situation in the world, complete commitment to the Eibishter, right? Or not only Matan Torah, at any stage appointed through the Divrei Mei Yisrael, Yidden would have identified completely, just like the Rebbe's telling us, we should all identify with the Torah. In our days, when we see how the whole world is Chibur HaHopkin, let's say Yidden would have identified, they're not in our situation, they didn't have a logical argument to explain them why they should identify with the Torah as such. But let's say they would have had, if it would be, they would have identified. What would have happened then? That they would have identified with the Eibishter, with the Torah, mitzad, the Mitzias of the world, let's say. What would have happened then? So you have to remember, the moment that they didn't identify with the Torah, mitzad, the Mitzias of the world, mitzad, the Mitzias of the world, and include in their identification the Mitzias of the world also. That moment you have the Dasa Shteim. Where is Atmos? Atmos is not where I understand Atmos in my Hasoga, my Nisponimus, Shlilas Achilah, Shlilas Achilah, Shlilas. That is not Atmos. Atmos is when my identification with the Torah, which that is complete, Chibur HaHopkin, my total commitment to the Torah, regardless, including the Mitzvahs of the Oilamus, of the Oilam, in whatever situation I'm completely committed, that is Gilei Atzmus. What happens when you have Gilei Atzmus, sudden seas of the world? The Gula comes right away. The Gula comes right away. In what way does it come? Mitzad, the Mitzvahs of the Oilam, it comes. In other words, that you would have the Gula taken from Yad Mamash at any point. And this is what the Rebbe actually explains it in several places. You have it in the Sikha of Tovin and Aleph and some other places and whatever. And so that the Gula would have happened then. Why? Because remember, you're talking about the Abishah. Here we're talking about the Abishah. They're talking about the Abishah as he's in me. The Matthias Atzmus as he is in me. So one Yidin, all Yidin identify with the Torah, you have right away with Scholars and Matthias Atzmus. You have the Shlemus of Gula right away. And this is the Pshat, what it says in Ilu Zochu, the Gula would have come here, would have come there, it would have been Gilei Atzmus, then you would have the Shlemus of Gula. But, nevertheless, the Shlemus, if the Gula would have come then, it could have always been argued that the Gula, let's say all Yidden would have come identified with the Torah, with something that regardless all situations of life, they're always going to be committed to the Torah. So that had at that point you'd had Gilei Atzmus, they would have had the full commitment. You had Gilei Atzmus, but nevertheless, the fact that he didn't commit it then, they would have committed themselves to the Torah then, would have not been, they would have, the world itself, and that means it would be their commitment, that they have committed themselves regardless of any situation in the world, they're always going to be committed to the Torah. It would have been their commitment. Mitzadat Mitzis, the world, then, L'cheir, it was not, you could have gone away not not coming up with this commitment. Nowadays, the Rebbe is telling us, Mitzadat Mitzis, the world, we should all come up with this commitment, we should all identify with Eibishter. So if they would have identified them with the Eibishter, it's had their commitment, that would have been a slightly above the world. It would have been a gula, which is the gula would have happened then, galus atmos, but above the world. Now that when the Rebbe is telling us, look at your life now, look back, you'll see it's chibur ha'opkim. So we should all identify. If we will identify, we'll be mamish mitzad mitzis al pitev of the world. Yes, chibur ha'opkim. The world is chibur ha'opkim. The current reality is chibur ha'opkim. Once I realize it, so you have the chibur ha'opkim begol, you can have going to Yerushalayim. But now let's remember, when we say that we're going to identify with this chibur ha'opkim, we can imagine it's an enormous commitment. Enormous commitment. We're all going to commit ourselves on Matan Torah. So it's mefeirish, not that. What is this commitment? The commitment is very simple. Take any yid in any situation. He doesn't have to have any previous education about Torah and mitzvahs. What he knows about Torah and mitzvahs is his current state, what he knows about Torah and mitzvahs. He should come realize, this is what the Rebbe is saying, being in the fact that Chibur ha'opkim today is begolli in the mitzvahs of the world, any yid is walking in the street at any point, does it happen? My life, whatever he knows, let's say he knows Torah Yiddishkeit means giving tzedakah. Whatever he knows about Yiddishkeit, you know, this works. This inyan of Torah, the Yiddish tradition, Yiddish belief, actually works. To put it in better words, we'll go to next week when we say this nekuda that Torah actually works. It means he'll recognize the mitzvah of the Rebbe. We'll go into it next week. But anyway, so let's stay in the same words. Which you were saying now, any yid will come to realize, face the Torah, this whatever he knows about the Torah actually works. When every yid realizes, wakes up all of a sudden to realize, Torah actually works. There's a complete, it's like, it means to say that everyone has come to realize, water goes up. Torah works, that means, I can be a smart person, this and that, I can do, but you know what, the Torah always works. With that awareness that Torah works, regardless of what I know about Torah. Now, everyone, whatever the knowledge about Torah is, whatever they know about Yiddishkeit, they should realize that it works because the Chibur ha'opkim is begoli. When every year the sort of come and realize Torah works, you have, right away, if it works, you have the scholars of something going to base images because Torah works. This is the nekuda of this hakara. Now, just to end off over here. So the vault in the Rebbe is, the vote of the Rebbe is that you have here the matter of the world is Chibur ha'opkim. Everyone should realize. But because it's Chibur ha'opkim, because it's Gilui Atzmus, it's all happening up in Teva. So therefore, if you want, you can continue with your understanding. It's Teva, Teva, Teva. Chamtzich Eimenut, this is not Teva. This is Etzim Chibur ha'opkim. Every person chapit on his level, whatever he knows about Torah and Yiddishkeit. So now, there's no reason why we don't realize till now. So the Rebbe is saying, what does it take? It takes doesn't take any previous education. The person walks on the street. The Rebbe is right. It's all chibur ha'opkim. The Torah works. Every Yid should come to realize this. I mean, you should walk in the street and come to realize it. There's no reason why we don't realize it. We didn't wake up to this reality till now. And there's no reason why we shouldn't wake up to this reality the next moment. So the Rebbe says, there's no reason. Do noch a mitzvah. And maybe we'll do with the aim to make everyone realize. Remember, the whole nekuda is because there's no reason why we don't realize. So there's no reason why we're not realizing. This just our mahalach ha-machshava, which is called golos, that we're taking this. We're not that, which golos means it has no explanation, but we don't realize. So the Rebbe is telling us, any moment we can realize, what will make that moment happen? It should have happened long ago. Do another mitzvah, Hashem will make it happen, and we'll all come to realize. So that's the thing of doing one more mitzvah, and then one more mitzvah, what do you have to do with one more mitzvah? So what's going to happen? We're doing one more mitzvah, someone's going to do a mitzvah, and then everyone's going to walk, and every kid's walking in the street, whatever is busy. Hey, the Yiddish guy is stuck a richtig. It's a gate. When Yidden
come all together, come to realize whatever they know about Yiddishkeit, the Yiddishkeit gate, you have the Shlem Skalos of Gula, take of Miyad Mamish. Now, just to add one point, when we talk about doing this one more mitzvah, which will can make Hashem sort of, everyone just wake up to this reality, what does this one mitzvah have to do? The Rebbe says clearly, there's no say what this one mitzvah will be. But nevertheless, we can include in that one mitzvah, actually coming, trying to understand what the Rebbe is saying. Because sof kol sof, this mitzvah is, in order to get Hashem to make us realize what the Rebbe is saying. So of course, part of this, this one mitzvah should also be me, myself, or every one of us ourselves, just trying to understand what the Rebbe is saying. I will leave it by this and we'll continue next week. Okay. The mitzvah of Linyan Gula, Lima Linyan Gula Mashiach. Okay, I think that's it. I hope it worked well.
Shkoyach.
Say no. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening.